Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Amy Newmark, who is responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. And it would be as we think about getting into springtime, you have the chance to sort of create something new. And we're going to talk about the power of forgiveness from the new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness. That trail, that information, that conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want to change the way you're feeling? Well, just change your facial expression. Here's the brain science of it. If you want to change the way you're feeling, then change your facial expression and fake what you want to feel. The brain doesn't know the difference. Officially referred to as the facial feedback hypothesis, there's a relationship between facial expressions and emotional arousal. Actors are told to act happy or sad. Their brain chemistry changes to reflect their acting. What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to feel better? Then smile. Don't feel like smiling? Then hold a pencil or a pen longitudinally between your teeth. This activates the same facial muscles as a real smile. The simple act of holding a pencil between your teeth tricks your brain into smiling, and guess what? Your whole entire mood improves. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, for a dollar, Wobble will wobble anything on your device, usually a body part. Works perfectly, but really, what's the point? Wobble. Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
55 past the hour on Good Day, we have Amy Newmark, who is responsible as the editor-in-chief of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. Been around for almost 10, actually more than that. And how long has this franchise been around, Amy? I was trying to remember when the first one came out.
Hey, believe it or not, it's almost 23 years now.
23 years, wow. Unga bunga. All right, so
it's a recipe that works.
It is a recipe that works. There are all kinds of ideas that come forth. I'm a big believer in the power of forgiveness. There are a lot of people who don't seem to know how to do this. What's the key here? Is it learned or absorbed? How does one understand how powerful it is to forgive?
It is learned, and it's something that you don't have to naturally have within you. You can just read about it, think about it, analyze your situation, and then just decide, I'm going to use the power of forgiveness. And once you do it, it takes 1 second. There's no time, no money, no sweating. It all happens privately in your own head, and it's life-changing. I think the first thing to do is to realize that the person who wronged you had other issues in his or her own life, and that's what has helped me. I never really get mad for very long because I always look at the person and say, well, what motivated the person to do that? And I always realize, hey, he's got something going on in his own life. It wasn't really about me. But the fact is that when you hold on to this anger, all it does is hurt you and the other person.
Bad for you. Right.
Yeah, the other person probably doesn't even really know. He's fine.
I remember once, Richie, you can remember this conversation perhaps. Some guy called me. He was really angry with me about something. And I put him on the air and he's yelling and screaming. And I didn't really react to him, which made him angrier. He just kept going, yelling and screaming. And so I said, do you realize, sir, how this isn't hurting me at all? I don't care what your thoughts are. You have your own thoughts and you think what you do about me. But do you realize what you've just done in the past 4 or 5 minutes to your body, the blood pressure issues?
I think that if you have rage and anger, all it does is bring more rage and anger into your life, and you're really only hurting yourself. You're never hurting the person you're mad at anyway.
No. But this is the kind of stuff, you know, people are talking about bringing guns to the Republican convention and things. There are a lot of people who have guns and people who drive cars who ought not to be doing either because they are angry about a lot of things. They don't know how to forgive. And so there's nothing in this, folks, for you except peace of mind, quiet. It is much better for you, but it's a learned skill. And I think that's what Amy is trying to teach you in the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, right? You probably have a number of these things in your own life, Amy, right?
I just let them go. And maybe I'm acting superior because I just look at the person even as he's yelling at me. Mm-hmm. And I think, you have so many issues in your life. Yeah. Not hurting me.
Yep.
Go for it. Enjoy yourself, buddy, but it's not going to hurt me.
So that's when I hang up the phone. All right, Amy, thank you for giving us the force to start thinking about how to forgive.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.